Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
New Jersey Congressman James Gottheimer is joining us live on the 1010 Winds. Josh, excuse me. He's joining us live. Your district is Bergen, hardest hit part of New Jersey. Congressman, thanks so much for being here. I don't know if you have any intel on this, but that Bergen College drive-through testing site opened just about 45 minutes ago. Do you have any indication anybody told you how that's going?
I just spoke to the county executive a few minutes ago. I didn't get a brief yet on how many people are showing up, but as you know, to go, you have to be a New Jersey resident with experiencing respiratory symptoms, a fever, and a prescription from your doctor. And it's open 8 to 4, working with FEMA. I think it's an excellent step. We need to get more people tested. As you know, in Bergen County, we've been hit incredibly hard, 195 cases here as of yesterday, 250 in my district of the 742 in the state. So we are, it's tough times. And I'll tell you, I just want to praise the frontline healthcare workers, you know, our doctors, our nurses, our technicians who are doing remarkable work, which is very tough. And they're really putting themselves in harm's way.
What are you doing to get Washington to help New Jersey hospitals and those people, those hard-working people that you mentioned, get what they need?
Well, that's we've been on the phone with the White House, the governor, and I've spoken, and all of us in the delegation are working to get more supplies. We've gotten supplies out of the Strategic Reserve. But I have to be honest with you, hospitals across the country are facing shortages. We've got a huge shortage of supplies and protective gear for our frontline healthcare workers, as well as our nursing, those in our nursing homes, and our EMS, and our law enforcement firefighters. They're all facing the same situation where we have a shortage of gowns, masks, not just N95 masks, but surgical masks. Yesterday, one of the hospitals called me, the CEO of one of the hospitals, that they're out of gowns for their healthcare workers. We're just very low on supplies. We're trying to ramp up and get more. We're getting from wherever we can get them. I spoke to dentist offices yesterday who are not doing any elective surgeries right now or any elective procedures to get their surgical masks. I mean, that's how strapped we are right now. And so we're asking anybody who has extra masks or supplies in their medical offices to donate them, or to we'll pick them up. We've got to get more supplies. It's a huge challenge for us.
Do you think the military is the best way to get you what you need?
Well, as the president announced, the military is going to be both from the ventilator side, where they're going to make 2,000 ventilators available, to the ships they're putting off the coast, both on the West Coast and off the coast of New York, and more supplies that they have, anything they have for masks and gowns, they've been goggles. They've announced they're making that available. We've reached out to get our hands on those supplies. So, yes, that's going to be a stopgap. But, you know, as we're seeing, whether it's tests or test kits and the processing of those test kits or these protective gear for our frontline first responders, we're going to have to spin up production. And that's what many companies around the country, businesses around the country, including those in my district. And I spoke to a mayor last night. We were talking to all the mayors who mentioned that in up in the northern part of the state, in Warren County, they're making a part right now for ventilators. So it's all hands on deck.
Yeah.
And the country's coming together about this. Really, it's amazing how everyone's coming together to get this done.
I hope everybody is. Congressman, one last quick question for you. You mentioned you've been chatting with mayors. We just had Mayor de Blasio on, again, being highly critical of the federal response. Is that fair?
I don't think really it's a time to point fingers. I think there's still plenty of time to figure that out. I think what we need to do now is work together. And I think that's the best way forward. And we talk to everybody and try to get everyone on board to help. Yesterday we released I co-chair this group called the Problem Solvers Caucus with 25 Democrats, 25 Republicans. We put out a bipartisan plan, which both on the economic, responding to the economic emergency, an economic revival package, as well as dealing with the healthcare crisis. To me, it's going to be critical in this next round of work and Congress's side that we get out an immediate package to help our small and medium-sized businesses, to help our key industries around the country stay afloat, and to get hourly workers, especially those who have suddenly been furloughed or laid off, to make sure they have money in their checking account to pay their bills and to get food for their families. To me, that's where we need to come together and look forward in how we make sure we get through this together. And that's what I'm focused on, and I'll continue to be focused on.
All right. Congressman Gottheimer, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
You too.
Stay safe.
You as well.